Second Chronicles chapter 34. And what we're talking about tonight is the cost of ignorance. The cost of ignorance. There was a study made in 2021 by AAA and U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association. And they found that 70% of drivers had not checked their tire pressure in the last 30 days. Some of them probably never. And the fact is that underinflated tires are more likely to blow out than properly inflated tires. And the reason is because they get hotter. I say that because our ignorance costs us money sometimes.
Yeah.
Our ignorance to check the tire pressure on the tires of our vehicle. We don't do it because we don't know to do it. And then the next thing you know, we have a blowout. Of course, all blowouts are not due to an underinflated tire. Sometimes it's objects on the road. Sometimes you hit a curb or whatever, a pothole. But many times it is due to just underinflation, and because we don't know to check them, we have a blowout. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, just a hundredth of an inch of dust or dirt on your AC coils can reduce the efficiency of it by 5%. Brother Otis's brother used to be an air conditioning technician. And he said that if you got a 16th of an inch of dust or dirt or whatever on the fins of the fan motor, it would reduce the efficiency of it by about 30 or 40%. So we don't know this, and so what we do is we go on and we never clean our air conditioner until it breaks down, and then the AC technician comes in there and he says, your air conditioner is very dirty and it might just need to be cleaned, or it may need to be replaced. The cleaning of the air conditioner can cost $300 to $500, but the replacement sometimes can be $5,000 to $7,000.
Yeah.
We don't get them cleaned because we just don't know. Right?
Yeah.
The cost of ignorance can be steep. And here in 2 Chronicles, we're going to find out how the cost of ignorance in the spiritual realm is also steep. Look at verse 1. And verse 2, the Bible says Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, you've given it to us as a rule book, a guide. Lord, I pray that you would help us to value your word. Lord, help us to study your word, meditate on it, memorize it, and love it. Lord, help us tonight to see what you have for us to see in your word. Help me to relay your message accurately to your people. And I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Josiah is made king at 8 years old. And that sounds odd, and I know that. It's hard to imagine an 8-year-old boy as king. But back then they had advisors. They still do today, no matter how old they are. But they had advisors that would pretty much run the kingdom. But before Josiah was king, the two kings prior to him was Amon and Manasseh. These two kings were wicked. Very wicked. They reigned for 57 years prior to Josiah. The one before Manasseh was Hezekiah. He was a good king. But for 57 years, they had been going against God. The books of the law had long been ignored, forgotten, misplaced.
Yeah.
But look in verse 3. It says here, "For in the eighth year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images."
Amen.
So Josiah, at 16 years old, the Bible says, he began to seek the Lord. He clearly saw the need to purge or to clear out the wickedness. 4 years after that is when he started doing that. And so he went from city to city, destroying all these idols and these false gods, and even the places where they would worship these idols.
Right.
Okay? So he basically kicked off a reformation or a revival, if you want to call it that. Then in verse 8, it says, "Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah, the governor of the city, and Joah, the son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God." Now Josiah is 26 years old. He begins to repair and to rebuild the temple of God. Everything's going great, just like it ought to when we have revival.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Then in verse 14, very important verse, it says, "And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses." They found the book of the law of Moses, which is the Bible as they knew it.
Yeah.
But it was approximately 75 years that they had gone without the Bible. Could you imagine how far you and I would be away from God without God's Word?
Amen.
Or going to church? They hadn't been. I couldn't imagine. But then we see here in verse 18 how Josiah responded. It says, "Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, Go, inquire of the Lord for me and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book." When Shaphan read the Bible to Josiah, the light come on in him. Remember, they had gone 75 years without it. Nobody had any idea what was in there. So he read this to Josiah. The light came on, and he was immediately struck with fear of what God was fixing to do to them.
Right.
Due to their ignorance.
Mm.
This is what I want us to see right here. For 10 years, Josiah led a reformation in Judah. He started when he was 16. It's now 10 years later. He's 26. This is when they found their Bible. Okay? He had led this reformation, trying to do what God wanted them to do, and he did many things that God wanted him to do, but he was missing some things due to ignorance of what the Bible said. He just didn't know. He didn't grow up in church. He didn't have Christian parents. His dad was a wicked man, a wicked king. Praise the Lord that God touched his heart, drew him to himself, and at 16 years old, he decided to seek after God.
Amen.
And I know that God drew him to himself. He didn't just decide to start seeking God, because the Bible teaches that we don't do that.
Right.
He came after us when we weren't looking for him.
That's right.
All of us, even
right.
Josiah.
Yeah.
Okay? But I want you to notice in verse 21 these words at the end, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book. In other words, he said our parents dropped the ball. Even in this 10-year reformation, or revival, if you want to call it that, that Josiah was leading, they were still being disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree.
Yeah.
Not completely. A lot of good things happened during this time. They were still being disobedient. Ignorantly. And judgment was close.
Yeah, very close.
So I have a question.
Mm.
When was the last time you checked your tire pressure?
Mm. Yeah. Today.
Good man.
Literally today.
Good man. You're the only one, I'm sure. In fact, you might be the only one that's done it in the past week. Okay? Could it be that you're close to having a blowout in one of your tires? We don't know. We haven't checked the tire pressure. We haven't checked it because we didn't know to. We call that ignorance. Ignorance isn't a slam on anyone. It doesn't mean we're dumb. It just means we're ignorant. Ignorant means we don't know.
Right.
When was the last time you had your air conditioner cleaned? Could it be that it's close to failure and you're fixing to have to spend $5,000 to $7,000 because of it? So I have a more important question. Do you study?
Amen.
I ain't talking about reading. I'm talking about study. Do you study your Bible to find out what God expects?
Amen.
Or do you read it to check that off your list?
Mm.
To mark it through on your Bible reading plan?
Mm.
Covered that one. Brother Joey McCright, he was preaching this week. And he says, I realize that I'm talking to a bunch of church-going people here. I don't need to ask you the question, did you read your Bible? Because I'd probably get a big show of hands. He said, instead, I want to ask, what did you read? What did you get from it?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
How does it apply?
Exactly.
So, we read our Bibles because it's our instruction book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If we don't know what God tells us to do, how are we going to be doing it?
Exactly.
It's not likely that we will. Are you parenting your children the way God said to?
Mm.
Or the way that your friends suggested?
Mm. Lord help us.
Are you diligently striving to be a biblical father and husband? Or biblical wife and mother? According to the rule book?
Amen.
Not from what you learned as a kid. Not from what you see on TV for sure.
No.
Not even what you read in a good book. And there's a lot of good books out there. I'm not saying that we shouldn't read them. But ultimately we get our truth
right. From
God's Word.
Yeah. Mm.
Are you lined up in handling God's money that He put in your hand the way He said to?
Mm.
Well, I think so. What if we're not?
Yeah.
Is there consequences to disobedience?
Yes, sir.
What if the disobedience is from ignorance? Mm. Josiah was shaken in his boots because he recognized judgment was coming. And remember, he was seeking after God with everything that he knew. The problem was, he didn't know everything he needed to know. We have the Bible at our fingertips all the time. He didn't. And judgment was still coming.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Are you being a good steward of your body the way God lays it out in His Word? Are you actively pointing people to Jesus as He has commanded? The list goes on and on. So I guess the main question to sum all that up is, are you aware of what He expects? Or willfully ignorant of it? I say willfully because we choose not to study our Bibles. Other things are more important, like rushing out the door and getting to work. Sometimes our sleep is more important than our Bible study. So we try to cram in some form of a little devotional that pops up on our phone or something like that and call that our time spent with God, our Bible study. That's not Bible study. That's not finding out how I need to be a godly husband.
Mm. That's right.
That takes time.
Yeah.
That takes study. So if you and I don't read the instruction manual, there's a real good chance that we're not following what He said.
Amen.
We have it. It's available. But because we don't seek and study God's Word, we remain willfully disobedient. And disobedience has consequences. Josiah was really concerned. The Bible says that he immediately prayed and wept.
Yeah, raised his garments.
In fact, the Bible says that God showed mercy on Josiah.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Because of his repentant heart.
Yes.
But judgment came to his children.
Mm.
Think about that. Just because you return to God doesn't mean your family will.
Please.
Study your Bible. Pray a lot.
Amen.
Obey God.
Yes.
We cannot obey God if we don't know what He said to do or to not do.
Amen.
Ignorance is not an excuse. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your Word, and I do pray that You would help me to study Your Word, to find the answers that I need, to find the direction that You have for me. And Lord, help me to do what You've said to do. I thank You for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn 484.